1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 to 19 and 22 to 23. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting. For an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Thus ends the reading. Paul could have been a Dominican. Just listen to the way he speaks about preaching. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting. For an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. In my proclamation, I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. He said he had to preach the gospel, and to do so without payment for all to hear. It's not often that anyone chooses to do something without payment, especially if the payment is appropriate. In the Wisconsin state prison system, where I minister, it is common for prisoners to earn from 12 cents to 42 cents an hour, money that is put into their commissary accounts so they can buy high-priced treats for themselves or necessary toiletries, also high-priced. What did Paul mean when he said, an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel? Obviously, Paul had experienced God's promise, and he wanted all to join him in it. So what was God's promise? That people are worthy, no matter what they have done, and no matter who they are, no one is beyond forgiveness, and all are welcome at the table. This refers to both Jews and Gentiles, and presumably to those who live inside prisons. But this is not a message for only Jews or Gentiles. It's not even about prisoners. Paul's message is about us. No matter who we are or what we have done, we are all invited to the table. And so we are compelled to preach a message of forgiveness. We may not have physically murdered anyone, but we frequently murder people with our words. We are forgiven. We may not have invaded someone's home, but we stood by when we could have helped. We are forgiven. We may not think we are prejudiced, but when we hear people make racist comments, we are silent. We are forgiven. No matter who we are or what we have done, we are all invited to the table. Our message is one of forgiveness. As Dominicans, on the day of our profession, we are only asked one question. What do you ask of God? And our answer is the mercy of God and yours. Of course, our message is one of forgiveness. And of course, we are compelled to preach it.